Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. Today is April 15th, 2015, a wonderful day, wonderful weather, at least here in Arizona. This is Nanette Ellis, your host, and my co-host today, I am so happy to announce, is Dawn Pinky Anderson. Dawn, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me here. This is always fun to come and chat and be a conduit for the angels' messages.
Yes, and we are so excited to have you. Our topic today is celebrating birthdays. Mm-hmm. And would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and some of your tools in your tool belt and how people can reach you if they'd like to use some of your tools?
Sure. I am situated not in nice Arizona. I am in Minnesota. It is a nice day here, too, though, but not quite as warm as you. I have been involved with Angels Teach since, I think, 2009. So that's a good number of years. So I've celebrated a few birthdays with Angels Teach. And initially, I just was a member and got the emails. Eventually, I took their basic training, their angel communication basic training, I believe is what they're calling it now, which, by the way, if anybody is interested, is registering right now for another series. They offer it usually, I think it's once a year, but they've just opened up registration. It is only $99, which is awesome because you just would not believe what you get for the $99. Now, I have taken quite a few classes, webinars, some local, some not, and what I was most impressed with via Angels Teach was the amount of one-on-one attention. Even though the class is taught somewhat by webinar and parts of it are recorded, there's always that opportunity for that one-on-one connection. So you get questions answered in real time, which is just amazing to me. Because so many other classes, you're one of hundreds of people. And you just don't get that attention and care. And it just starts to build a feeling of community around you the more you get involved with Angels Teach. So that's my shameless plug for Angels Teach and the upcoming course. And additionally, I went on to take the second class, which was ACM, basically Angel Communication Masters. And I actually took that one twice. And I was just amazed at taking it twice, how much more comfortable and proficient I was in getting and picking up on those angel messages when I took it for the second time. So, and that's the great thing, too, I forgot to say about the basic course. Once you take it, you can always come back and take it again and again. I believe that's at no charge. Is that right, Nanette?
That's correct.
Yeah,
which
so that's
so amazing.
Oh, awesome. I think that's incredible. And then I did go on beyond that after taking ACM twice, and I took the next level, which kind of has a double moniker right now. But anyway, it's an angel life coach, which is also being morphed into a ministry path. So I actually am in the midst of completing some of my coursework right now so that I will soon become a certified life coach and maybe even a minister. We don't know. We'll see where it all goes. And beyond that, beyond Angels Teach, wow, I've just always been interested in all things metaphysical, angels and not. I dabble in numerology, and I love the color stuff. I love feng shui. But my most recent coursework has been in the Akashic Records. And I took classes Soul Journeys is the name of the company in course. Anyway, I am a level 3 Akashic reader, and it's not all about past lives. That's what I even thought myself going into it. It's mm-hmm. so much more, and it even builds on the skills and the things that I learned from Angels Teach. So, you know, it's getting that communication going with your angels is kind of the beginning step, no matter where you want to go. And mm-hmm. it's just learning those skills. And so that's me, and I'm just kind of loving all of these things that I'm doing and loving to answer people's questions and, you know, pull cards and that kind of thing. And I think that's good for me, right, Nanette?
That is awesome. And how would someone reach you if they would like to get a reading from you, whether it be Akashic Records or be angel reading?
Actually, I haven't set up a business site yet, so they could certainly email me at my Hello?
Yes, that would be perfect if you could say it twice so that gives somebody a chance to write it down.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll say my name. You'll see where it's a kind of a compilation of my names. So my name is Dawn. My middle name is Pinky. And the last name is Anderson. So the email is D as in dog, pink like the color, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at gmail.com. And so, again, that's D as in dog, pink, like the color, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at gmail.com.
That is wonderful. And I believe that you've really covered a lot regarding our sponsor, angelsteach.com. Reverend Elvia has been the founder, and I highly recommend, and I think Dawn does also, that you, when you have a chance, and even for those that listen to the recording, to go to angelsteach.com, and it's plural, angelsteach.com, and peruse the site. I mean, she has some wonderful information there. I mean, it's just, there are classes that you could take that are recorded. There is some free information there. I mean, I really feel that's where I landed and I've stayed with, because there's so much information that she gives out. Just when we call it basic training, there's just so much, and you can take it for a lifetime over and over. Mm-hmm. Each time you learn more and more and more. It's just you keep building on. So with that, I would say,
you know,
everyone, please go to angelsteach.com and check it out. And I'm Nanette Ellis,
even
your host. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I was talking over you. I just wanted to say, too, one of those freebies is there's a card picker app on that website, so they can go directly there and pull an angel card.
Mm-hmm. That is a great feature if they have a dilemma during the day. Absolutely. That's one of her wonderful features that she has. Okay, and if anyone, I am a Reiki master. I completed in November my Holy Fire Karuna Reiki master and teacher class, and been practicing, and now I am open for teaching. I am located typically in Las Vegas. I also am a certified crystal healer, and I have gone through all of Rev. Elvia's classes. I am finishing up the seminary work right now, and I just can't say enough. There is a closed Facebook that's called Living with the Angels, and I highly recommend it. I believe Dawn would also, if we can expand upon it. It is a very loving, non-judgmental community that I have in all of Facebook land or computer land. I have not found a better site where there is more support and love and just the non-judgment, where you can be yourself. You're going through life situations, and everyone's there for you. And you also, with that, get a daily newsletter. And I'll tell you, Rev just packs everything with so much information. It's magnificent. And I believe there's different levels that you can sign up for, you know, that I'm sure there's one that would fit your budget.
Right. Nanette, if people wanted to get a hold of you for, say, Reiki or some crystal healing or, you know, angel guidance, how would they reach you?
Yes, they could go to my website, spiritualoasiscenter.com. And there. Thank you for that.
OasisCenter.com. I'm writing it down myself.
And I would like to say that Dawn is going to do the opening blessing for us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody's ready, and if they've got themselves, if you're driving, please pull over. Do not close your eyes, but Dawn's going to take us through a nice opening, get us like in our little bubble here on the radio so that we can all be in a container. I'm seeing this container of a love bubble, but let's see where Dawn takes us. And it's over to you, Dawn.
Awesome. Well, as Nanette said, if you're driving, you can listen along or pull over, but please don't close your eyes. Everyone else who is in a place where you can relax, let's sit up straight in our chairs, straighten our back, make sure that both feet are flat on the floor, and if you can, close your eyes, and let's start with just a couple of centering breaths. Just take a deep breath in and let it out your mouth just to relax, and let's just do two more. And then what I'd like you to do is to imagine that you have roots on the bottoms of your feet. And imagine that those roots are growing out of your feet and they're growing right through the floor, right through the cement, right through the dirt, whatever's below you. And they're going through the dirt down, 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 deep to the center of the earth. And when you get to the center of the earth, I just want you to take a moment and just visualize, what do those roots coming from your feet that have traveled all that way through the earth's crust and all the different layers down to the magma, what do they look like down there? And the second thing, I'd like you to imagine anchoring those roots into the center of the earth. But I also want you to think about, what does the earth look like there where you're going to anchor? And I'd like you to envision that there's water in the middle of the earth, and it's the bluest, cleanest, clearest, most refreshing water that's now flowing over your roots and deep, deep inside. The core is a hot orange, but it's harming you. And so you wrap your roots deep into the magma. And now just imagine the refreshing water flowing back up those roots, back up through the earth, back up through your feet, your legs, flowing up through your hips, past your pelvis, past your stomach, your abdomen, flowing up, filling up your chest, down your arms, and the rest of it is going up, up, up into your head, completely refreshing you, restoring your energy. And immediately behind it comes some of that orange-red energy from the magma. It travels up those roots. It follows the same path through your body, up through your feet, your legs, your hips. It's quickly filling your abdomen, your chest cavity, up your neck, down your arms and back up, filling your head. Again, abundant energy, but also it feels like a hug. It's warming, and it makes you feel connected on Earth. It makes you feel loved. It makes you feel at home on the Earth. And at the same time, now if you can envision holding your hands out to either side, and just imagine all of your angels, all of your other light worker friends, all of us from Angels Teach, everybody holding hands in a big circle around the Earth. And it's just pulsing with energy, with refreshment, and with love. And now, if you would just say a quick bit of gratitude, just thank you to Gaia, to Mother Earth, for supporting us, for loving us, providing us everything we need. And let's take a deep breath and let it out and start to bring yourself back to your present place. Feel the chair beneath your seat if you're sitting. And when you're ready, let's open your eyes. And we're back.
It's wonderful.
Cool.
I've got to share. I'm just really surprised, but as you were talking about the water coming up, I was actually seeing, you know, if you pick water up and you just throw it, you know how you see water just goes? And I was seeing that, and as we're coming, you know, coming back up through the roots and whatnot, I got a vision of being a youngster playing in the sprinklers, if anybody can remember that. And I don't know why or how that ties into today, but it was something that I was supposed to share. And
it
just
brought,
like, in my belly, just this sense of joy. And that might be how it anchors in, is the joy of the child. But thank you so much. That was wonderful. So wonderful. And our topic today is celebrating birthdays. And Dawn's going to be so kind to share with us what birthdays mean to her. And we can all join in, anyone on the phone or on chat, if you would like to join in on what birthdays mean to you, we would love to hear from you. It's all good.
All right.
And it's baton over to you, Dawn.
All right. Thank you so much, Nanette. This topic popped up somewhat because of Angels Teach. I was challenged to write an article for the daily newsletter about what the birthdays mean to me. And initially thought, oh, that's easy. Quite a slam dunk, right? You know? But the more I thought about it, the more stuck I felt. And it caused me to kind of go into kind of a review of this lifetime, if you will. And it just brought me back to, you know, memories of birthdays as a child where you have your birthday party and, you know, you feel special because you got, you know, the cake that you wanted, that type of thing. And then into the, you know, teen years and 20s, and birthdays were all about celebrating with friends, going out. I think quite a few of us have all had the happy birthday song sung to them at TGI Fridays or some other type of location, you know, some restaurant where they do that. And then, you know, it changes as you get into the years where you have kids, and then the fun is getting to celebrate their birthdays when they're little and making their days special. And as the parent, you're kind of taking a back seat, and, you know, but it's all good. And it's just, I went through all of the birthdays and just remembered, you know, more recently, I guess I'm just thinking the last 20 years, I've had birthdays that have been fabulous. I've had birthdays where coworkers have completely forgotten, not recognized, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've had times when they've been awesome, and people that I didn't even expect to remember my birthday have, you know, sent birthday wishes and done special things. But as I thought about the whole thing, and I was still stumped until I read, I think I read it, in one of Dr. Reverend Nina's emails, where she was talking about if you can't connect with birthdays and, you know, what you're feeling about your birthdays are, think back to the word that you selected for 2015, which is also a challenge that we do. Pick a word that you want to embody or learn more about, or basically that is your word for 2015. And when she said that, I went, oh, wow, that's a good idea. And then for a moment, I couldn't remember what my word was. But I did, you know, instantly what popped into my head was love. And that's why I was laughing when you said something in the beginning, Nanette, about love popping in. And it's like, that's exactly my word. So once I was able to reconnect with that word love, it just kind of brought it full circle to my little reverie about birthdays throughout my life. And the fact that, yes, I've gone through all the stages of, you know, how you want your birthday spent and how you want to be honored and how you want to celebrate. And basically, I have come back to that point where I am just so thrilled that on my birthday, I get to spend it with my family, surrounded by the people that know me best and love me the most. And that just brings me back to the core of, that's what a birthday is. It really is all about love, because that's the reason you're here, because two people loved each other so much, they decided to bring another life into this world. So to me, it's just full circle that birthdays are love. And I just have one final little thing I wanted to mention. I took the word birthday and I made a little phrase for each letter. So, if you will, B is be yourself, always.
Oh,
I invite new challenges because it's the challenges that help us grow and learn. R is recall past triumphs and let go of any perceived failures. And I emphasize perceived because nothing you do in this lifetime is a failure. They're all learning opportunities. All right, so birthday, B-I-R. We're down to T, trust. Trust your instincts, your intuition, and your angels. H, have faith in your abilities and have faith that the angels have your back. D, desire only the best for yourself and for everyone else. A, affirm your strengths. And Y, you are love embodied. And that is what birthday means to me. And I'm good with that, Nanette.
Beautiful.
If you have any comments.
That, I love that. That is great. Wow.
Yeah.
Do we even know how birthdays started?
The first person got born. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm teasing you.
And I don't think that we were supposed to go into the history of birthdays. I was just kind of making an offhanded joke. I guess
call
it an off-color joke. I'm sitting here with a marble in my hand. Mm-hmm. And as I ponder upon celebrating birthdays, and I talked to Dawn, I was just walking, and a lot of times I'll find pennies, you know, the angels' little messages to me. And I found this little marble, and it was like a wink from the angels, because it is the clearest marble you'd ever want to see. It actually looks like a little crystal ball. It is clear.
Oh.
It's like a
cool.
citrine color. And I definitely was awake from the angels. For me, was to lighten up and be more childlike and let that inner child come out for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter who happens to be there for the birthday. I think we talked about this, Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's about celebrating our birthdays for ourselves, that we're celebrating we've made it through another year, celebrating all the stuff that we've gone through in life to get us to the point where we are at right now, and the excitement. Who said that we're supposed to stop being excited about having a birthday?
I know.
Get excited like a child for a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm just by myself at home. I mean, I am excited. And this little marble is just reminding me to be more childlike, to bring that
mm-hmm.
inner child out more and celebrate. And I'm hearing not just on the birthday, but every day should be a celebration.
Oh, exactly. Hey, and if you're going to go and be more childlike, you're going to have to go have a water fight after your vision there during the meditation.
There you go. I'm liking
yeah.
that.
Well, and that was a point,
you
too.
Down here for that. It's like 88, I think.
Ooh.
So that's just perfect weather for a water fight.
It is. And I do love that idea.
Let me check with chat and see if anybody here. Tina, our dear Tina, wrote that birthdays are a reminder that we are here to celebrate life and love, period.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
the beginning
good.
Of all that is. Please ask Dawn to post that on Living with the Angels site.
Okay.
Oh, he's asking you to how you spelled out birthday to please put that on the Living with the Angels.
Oh, sure.
Because that would
Absolutely.
Be great for everyone to get that. That might not be able to listen to the recording for whatever reason.
Sure.
Yep. Oh, that's a great idea, Tina. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And does anyone else have anything
well,
to add regarding readings? I'm going to pick on someone here. I have a 360 area code that I'm going to pick on.
Where
Hello,
is 360?
Are you there? Hello?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hello?
Are you me?
Hi,
sure.
Sweetie. How are you? I wanted to get your idea of what celebrating birthdays meant to you.
You know, for us and our family, we celebrate the whole week. And we don't only celebrate our own birthday with family. We also get gifts and we take them to, whether it be the senior center, the nursing home, or to the children's wards on the hospital.
Oh, I love that.
We share mm-hmm. our birth.
And that is really cool. That is an
mm-hmm.
awesome thing. I love that too.
Thank you
yep.
for sharing that, Nancy Sue. So, I mean, that is something that our listeners and those that listen to the recording, we can, those that feel guided to can incorporate that into their birthday, because that sure does sound like a winner to me. That's beautiful.
It's really
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, what's so special? And it is, it's a special day, we're all here.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a question while I have you before I put you back on mute? Do you have a question for the angels today, Nancy Sue, or are you just going to kick back? And
you know, Nanette, I do have a question.
Okay.
I have been dealing with pneumonia for a very long time now, and I'm getting little messages here and there, but I want to know what I need to clear or do to get out of this mode.
Okay. Dawn, did you understand that?
Yeah, I did. And the first thing that's coming up for me, I will pull a card, but just my the first thing that popped into my head was sadness. And if there's anything that you are harboring any, you know, regret, sadness, that type of thing over, I'm just hearing that it's time to let it go. Oh, interesting. All right, so I pulled a card for you, and I pulled it out of one of the Tony Carmine Salerno decks. I can't remember which one this is, what the name of it is. It's the one with the flaming heart on the back of the cards. And the card that came... Pardon me?
Oh, I just said okay.
Oh, okay. All right. And the card that came out is Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very purple. I don't think I've ever seen this card before, to be honest with you. And I'm just struck by the fact that it's Amethyst and the fact that you are such a crystal lover. So that, to me, was just, you know, wow. And this time I am guided to look at the words on the card, the first being transformation. And to me, it's almost like this pneumonia is part of the clearing away. There's some deep gunk that is just lodged within that needs to be purged in order to for you to fly high and make this transformation. Ah, that's funny, too. And I said fly high, and my eyes were closed, and then when I looked at the card again, it almost looks like whatever this design behind the woman is kind of looks like she has wings in a way.
Oh.
And there's little blobs on it that are like kind of yellowy-orangey. And I guess if I were going to envision lungs, you know, and the globules of, you know, stuff that have to come out of the lungs, they kind of would look like that, you know? Or if you were sneezing, you know how droplets look when you sneeze, you know, and they go flying? And I'm also connecting that, you know, since they are that yellowy color with the, what would that be, solar plexus. So it's kind of a, confidence thing. I think once you can purge all of this. Wow. You know, the more I look at this card, it's just driving me crazy because those wings, there's little loopies going along them. They almost look like, you know, the cilia. They look like bronchial tubes. And then there's that those little hairs that are inside your nose and your lungs and that keep moving the mucus and things along. That is exactly what they look like.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm just, like, blown away here looking at it. And it's interesting because they start toward the bottom, and they're really kind of a muted brownish dark colors. And as they go up the thing, they become more vibrant, and they start to take on a little more of that yellow color, the little more orangey color. And by the time they get to the top, they're like a nice orange. And so it's almost like, yeah, there's something buried very, very, very deep that you're just working to purge. And to me, it's like it's a good sign because it's over to the right, the future, where it's, you know, bright and happy. So the thing is to find the way that you can to purge and get this stuff out of you. Are you doing the baths? Are you doing salt baths and things like that with the Epsom salts and the Himalayan salts?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I would say keep doing it because, too, the woman in the picture is standing up to her thighs in water.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, and so that's why I would think, yeah, the baths. I would even go so far as to say, have you ever, and I haven't, but I've read about it and been interested. You know how Edgar Cayce used to tell people to do castor packs on their body?
Oh.
Yeah, or something similar, but I'm just thinking something like that on your back and your chest to
okay.
kind of help purge, you know, whatever it is. And then the affirmations that you are saying to yourself daily and as you do it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just... I would think I would say something to the effect of, I now release all past memories, all past traumas in this lifetime and beyond, and I am clean and clear, supported by the angels.
Oh my gosh.
And I think... You know, probably repeating that daily, just over and over for like 5 minutes if you can, or while you're
uh-huh.
in the bath. And I would say probably a full 30 days and then see what changes have occurred.
Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Thank you. Oh, wow.
So, Nanette, did you have any other insights or anything pop up for you?
Yeah, I just want to layer on top of what you said, Dawn, and this is kind of, I'm using the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue, and I, you know me, Nancy Sue, I love my little fairies and dolphins, but I was guided by you, and I'm getting the chills now to reach for this deck. And this particular card is purple, the color of amethyst. And so I'm getting chills. And it says, I want to say Rihanna. I don't know exactly how to pronounce the name. But they want
Rihanna.
Me to read the words and then expand upon the card. And you need to know this through and through. And as clearly as I am sitting here, this is truth. And you need to know it for yourself that this is truth. You are a magical person. You can manifest your clear intentions into reality. You might want to write that down.
Wow.
What I have is this beautiful woman. She's got a green dress on, which is telling me she's healing. She's sitting on a white unicorn, and the unicorn's head's bent, and she is looking into the past, Nancy Sue. So I have to concur with Dawn regarding there might be something that you have so tucked away that you're not even aware of that you need to release. But I do see that you need to release, because in the background of this card, all the trees are bare. You know, like when lightning hits, you know, Mother Earth will have a fire go to cleanse. That's part of her
uh-huh.
cleansing, and then new trees come up. Well, that's what I'm seeing in the background. But the trees that are right close to her have leaves on them. New
Ooh,
growth.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And she's got a leaf headdress, you know, on, and there's a veil, a white veil that goes all the way up into the moon. So, you know, really tie yourself into that moon energy and the moon cycle. Is what I'm really hearing. And I'm also hearing, if you can, lay some Himalayan salt blocks on your chest and on your back. It will draw out. Same way with, I don't know, Dawn was saying something about castor, but I know castor oil is another, you know, pack you could put on. But I was hearing the Himalayan salt. I know people that have asthma or whatnot, they just put the Himalayan salt in the room and it works. But I know it also is supposed to draw out. Salt draws out. That's why when you take a tub
and you're taking in Epsom salts, the salt is drawing out the toxins in your body.
Oh, my
God. It's kind of interesting how it works, because we think we're putting it in our body, but we're not. It's actually getting rid of stuff for us, which is kind of nice. But I don't know, and maybe you don't even need to know what it is that you have buried that you need to release. But there's something that had occurred somewhere in your lifetime that just like Mother Earth does, you know, with her lightning, and she burns down a whole forest so that new growth can come up. That's kind of like what your pneumonia is. You're purging. You're mimicking Mother Earth, but at the same time, you need to allow whatever you're holding on to. You have to allow it to be released, because otherwise, you're going to keep getting pneumonia. Is what I'm hearing.
Oh my gosh. Ladies, this makes so much perfect sense.
And Nanette and Nancy Sue, there is a moon in the water in my card, too, right next to her.
Love it.
And you're right on the salt, too, Nanette. I forgot about that. We have salt rooms that you can go sit in here, which are
we do
in the same thing,
too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I hope that helps you, Nancy Sue. We certainly gave you enough stuff to do now, right?
Well, it did help, and thank you, angels, so much. You guys are so me. I love you so much, and thank you.
You bet.
We
love you
too. Thank you so much, honey. I'll put you back on mute so you can rest.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that was cool. I love it how all those messages work together.
Isn't that great?
That is what's so neat.
Okay. I'm back over to chat. And I have a Jules 33. She's on the phone. She's an 863 number, and she said she would like a reading, please. So we're going to go to the phone and see if she has a specific question.
Sure.
Good evening, Jules. How are you?
Hi, ladies. Doing great. How are you?
Great.
Wonderful. We're so glad you joined us this evening. Do you have any comments you would like to say about birthdays?
Well, like you guys were talking about, they seem to have run the gamut between, you know, them being nice and just kind of meh. I think that's pretty much the way it goes for life. Some days are great and some days just meh.
We should be grateful for all of them. Do you have a specific question you would like to ask?
Well, I'm in the process of divorce, 30 years married, and it seems to be just sort of dragging out. And I filed back at the end of September of last year, and the mediation kept getting rescheduled and pushed back, and then it finally happened in March, and then they had another meeting in April, the sort of, you know, status conference, more or less, and now there's a setting scheduled for May. Early May, so I'm just kind of wondering how it's going to go for me, and, you know, when is it going to finally, you know, be final?
Okay. And as you were speaking, Jules, I was running my fingers over this Lemurian seed crystal, and the particular side that I'm running my fingers over is a little bit rough. And it feels like this procedure that you're going through, which we call divorce, it seems like it's been a little rough for you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, I moved out of the marital home the first week of March, basically 2 days after mediation. March 4th, I moved out, and he had been kind of suggesting, you know, like the scenario of, aren't you gone yet? I was waiting for mediation to make sure, you know, that I could go, because, you know, they say, you know, you don't want to jump the gun and go too soon because that can kind of go against you. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was there for mediation, and so that happened, and it just, you know, I'm ready for it to be final and over and to move on. I'm taking the steps. I've moved out. I'm temporarily living with my mother until I kind of, you know, like close the door on that chapter and figure out what's next.
Okay.
Sorry, I guess I'm just telling you guys.
That's okay.
Sometimes you just need
somebody to talk to, too, you know? It just feels good to say it sometimes. And I also pulled a card and from the same deck, the Tony Carmine Salerno deck. And it's interesting. The card that came out is called Winter's End, which is kind of where we're at when this is happening. And I love the words on it this time. It's regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. So that's good. And what's interesting, though, is it's a girl, but it's almost like she's a tree, you know, the hair and things. They just look like tree branches and tree roots, but yet interspersed amongst all of that tree root energy is little white flowers, like little daisies or something like that, maybe even smaller. I think they're called blood roots. I don't even know what they're called, but we used to pick them out in the when we'd walk in the country alongside the roads. They were a little five-petaled small white flower, and when you pick the stem, this orangey-red blood, if you will, juice came out of the stem of the flowers. And they were very delicate and came out in the spring, and that's just kind of giving me that message that I don't think you're far from the end at this point. I think the conclusion is very close. And it's interesting because a lot of these branches going out around the woman are kind of that same reddish-orange color. And that coupled with the fact that she is naked, you know, it's kind of, you know, personifying kind of how you're feeling right now. You're feeling maybe a little raw, a little stripped bare, a little, you know, anxious to be out of what was, but I wouldn't say scared, but, you know, there's always that apprehension of not knowing what's coming next. And to me, yeah. I take the fact that there are so many of these roots and branches going out as a positive sign. It's like they are all pathways that are open to you now, that are going to feed you, that things you've maybe never even thought of doing are going to open up, opportunities, new people, you know, new all kinds of stuff. And to me, I'm just feeling a very positive vibe coming from it, i.e., regardless of, you know, whether you take money out of the marriage or whatever, or get what you think is coming to you, it's not as important as the newfound freedom and being able to be yourself and, you know, kind of being the master of your own ship, if you will, you know, getting to choose that path and what you want to do and where you want to go. And, you know, I'm just feeling very positive about it. And I'm good there, Nanette.
Oh, I would just like to layer on, Dawn. I love how this happens. Jules pulled from the Goddess Guidance Oracle deck from Doreen Virtue. And the card I pulled was Pele. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And the card is Divine Passion. And you were asking, like, when is this going to be over? Well, this is a volcano exploding. And it's the colors that Dawn was describing, we've got the orange and yellow and red. And we also have this woman who's dancing apparently around the volcano, and she is also naked. And I got the same feeling that Dawn got, or excuse my English, that was pretty poor, as far as like being raw from just what you're going through. It's taken its toll on you. However, you can flip that around and dance with joy that that chapter of your life is about closed, and you are closing. That's what's happening now. That's what this volcano is about. It's erupting whatever you have lived through for a while. It's coming to an end. And she is actually dancing around for this newfound freedom. And I am asked to really read these words to you. And the second set of words are really something that you really need to think about. It says, be honest with yourself. What is your heart's true desire? It's like it's time now for you to open the door, even though your divorce is not 100% complete, but you can open the next door to the next chapter of your life. And what would you like to do? I mean, what is your passion? What is the, you know, you have a blank canvas now. You can do anything you want. It's an exciting time is what I'm seeing, a time for celebrating this newness, this new life that you get to carry on with. And with this volcano, as it's spurting, it's basically showing me like it's a celebration. It's a time for you to celebrate that, you know, you don't want to look back. Just, you know, you want to move forward.
And it's, I think, too, it's not even so much about, because there's so much pale blue in the back of my card, too, I think it's also a message about just enjoying the peace and the peace of mind and maintaining that peaceful, positive attitude, feeling, thoughts, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah, that's so funny. You both pulled cards with dancing naked women.
Hey, we're not even in the same room. We're across the country from each other. I mean, the angels are just, they're amazing. They never cease to amaze me.
Same women in the same color.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And we want to celebrate your new life with you.
Hey, it's a birthday for you. It's your new life's birthday.
It's a birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. That was wonderful.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I love that.
I just love how it's, Skating Angel's here on chat, and I haven't talked with her in a while. She said she'd love a message. She says she has to admit that she's feeling a bit stressed.
Breathe.
Yes. Let's ask, and I have to admit, guys, that I'm an old-timer, so I don't type the fastest. I just wanted to ask Skating Angel if she had a specific question. Because we will come back to you. Oh, she said okay. Just took a deep breath. Love it.
Oh, good. And I had read somewhere, too, they said it's even more calming if you lay on the floor flat on your back. And just breathe in and breathe, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And, you know, if you can do that, if you're in a place where you can do that, if not, you know, certainly wherever you are, standing up is fine too. But that, I think it's because it gets you more grounded.
Okay.
And then you
and
can
Katie,
certainly.
The angel's question is, what do the angels have to say about my stressful situation? They know what is stressing me. Okay. It's all good. And I'm guided to go to a different deck. So.
Yeah, I had a card pulled out before, but I don't think that's the one for. Yes, it was, because I shuffled and it came back.
You love that.
I do. Okay, I kind of have to. Do you want me to go first, or did you want to go first?
Absolutely. I just went to a new deck, and I just started shuffling.
Okay. Let's see. What is this saying? The card that I pulled is interesting. The name on it is called Eternal Dance. And it's got a woman with dark hair, and she has her hands up over her head, kind of like if you could imagine a belly dancer, how a belly dancer would look and be holding her hands over her head as she's, you know, clinking the bells on her fingers, the tinkas, is kind of what she looks like. And it almost looks like she's wearing that kind of a skirt because her abdomen is bare, but it's covered lower down, although it's not really a skirt. It's covered with tree branches that are sprouting. So there's leaves on these branches that look like they're going across her body. And then beside her, behind her, etc. The background is lots of branches and tree branches. Man, that's a common theme here tonight. Lots of branches.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have
mm-hmm.
to think on that. But anyway, but it's interesting. There is so much movement in the card, which I guess fits with Eternal Dance. There's lines around her. She's moving and spinning as fast as she can, which is what it sounds like Skater is doing. And what is interesting is her hands that are raised, they have these vines on them, but the vines that are on her arms and hands, they don't have leaves, whereas the ones on her body do. And I'm just almost feeling constriction from looking at those arms. Instead of dancing, like the lower part, you know, from the chest down, the card makes me feel, you know, happy, movement, vibrant. Even the blue behind the trees behind her almost looks like water. It feels good. But as I look up at her face and at those arms, I see darkness and I see, it's almost like tied down. And there's a line going right across her face, too. And her face is somewhat dark. She doesn't look unhappy, but she's got a very piercing gaze. And it just makes me feel tight and just... So the question was, what about this situation that is stressing her? Was that the question, Annette?
Yes, and she added, she says, I'm just stressing whether this particular matter will be resolved in a way I can live with.
Well, from asking it that way and looking at those arms and the way that makes me feel is that she needs to take control.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to pull up whatever strength she has to break free from whatever may be tying her down or whatever box she's been put into, if it's an expectation that someone has. But she needs to break free and step out and really make her desires, her wishes known. Because there's many other paths behind her with those branches. And the ones to the right are more lighted. And I think that she has to let it be known what she wants, how she wants to have it, and take whatever steps she can to toward that desired outcome. And I think that's the only way that it will resolve in a manner that she would be satisfied with. And all the energy is flowing to the future. And I think if you step out, let that be known. And I think that the powerful manifesting energies that are out in the universe right now, I think those will help carry it along. As long as everything is done in a positive manner, you can be strong, but you can still be respectful. And just let it be known. And I'm good with that. On to you, Nanette.
All right. She says, I understand. This is helpful. So thank you so much, Dawn.
Good.
And Skating Angel, I am just going to add a layer. And I pulled from the magical messages with the fairies deck, and I pulled the vegetarian card, and the card is all green, and I just want to layer on with what Dawn has said, is to also, you might be pulling in some, or manifesting some kind of health issue, and they're asking that you, because stress can do all kinds of things. And they're asking that you really eat healthy. And I'm seeing, like, I mean, this is crazy, but her attire has turned to, like, the bottom of it looks like fish. I swear to goodness. And I'm not a fish lover, but it's like, that's, like, really healthy eating. And there's, like, these raspberries on a vine and sitting on Mother Earth. And it's green grass, and in the past position, there is absolutely a blank nothing, but in the future, there's beautiful flowers and beautiful fruits, and it's full and it's lively. They're telling me to read these words to you, Skating Angel. It says, a new way of eating gives you more energy, greater health, clarity, and stronger manifestation abilities. So this is just being layered on as a side note, as a caveat to what Dawn has told you. And I hope that makes sense to you. And I
maybe that's why in my card she had the vine with the leaves on her tummy, because she's supposed to eat salads, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
And she said, yes, she says, I like it. It is meaningful to me. Thank you, Skating Angel, because I'm looking
awesome
at this going, I'm going with it, because this is what the angels have told me, is that you can heal whatever's starting to arise with how you eat. And please get out and lay on the ground, roll in the, well, it's not autumn, so you can't roll in, you can roll in the grass. You could play in the sprinklers when the weather changes and is nice in your area. I am here, and be playful. Pull out that inner child. That's just another side note that they're giving me.
Yeah.
Oh, and she
says,
eating better will help my manifestation and heal whatever is going on with my body. That's awesome. I love the angels.
Yeah.
I'm glad you received that message, Skating Angel. And we are 4:05. I can't believe that we've gone through a whole hour already.
I know. It goes really fast.
Yeah.
But it was
like
so fun to be here today.
Yeah. Do you have time to take another caller?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. I can't tell on hand raise or not, so I'm going to go to area code 928. Hello, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Would you like to talk about birthdays, or do you have a question for the angels?
Yes, I have a question for the angels.
Okay.
Okay.
Who are we talking to?
Athena.
Okay. Hi.
Is that Athena?
Hi. A L P H A N A.
Ooh, beautiful name.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yes. What is your question, honey?
I'm wondering if my friendship is over with a certain person.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm seeing that healing needs to go on. Do you want to expand a little bit?
Healing?
Yeah.
I'm not quite certain because we've been talking for a while and we sort of had a, I guess you would say, disagreement, but it didn't get to where the conversation turned ugly or there was name calling or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. But if I can jump in, this is Dawn. The card that I pulled, and it may fit in there too, was the perception card. So even though it didn't go to a full, argument per se, it could be that the difference of opinion on whatever it was could have been a deal breaker for this other person. I'm just drawn to the fact, too, that, like, in this card, there's two light spots on the third eye area. It's a picture of a woman's face. And on the woman's face, there's the third eye is lit up with what looks like a sun, and her throat is lit up with what looks like a sun. And below her throat is a butterfly. And I guess the thing that it makes me feel is that no matter what, whatever you have said or shared that was your opinion in this situation was the right thing, that as long as you're following your truth, as long as you're saying what you really truly believe, that's paramount. So whether this person withdraws because there was a difference of opinion or not, the most important person in that relationship is you, to you, for you. You have to, maintain, I guess basically what they're trying to say is if you compromised your beliefs or feelings around whatever the subject was, it wouldn't be a good situation. You'll never be happy. You have to be true to how you really feel.
It was really nothing very, very serious. Do you know what I mean? And I did apologize.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that's just what I'm getting is that, you just always have to be, follow your intuition, speak your truth. And maybe with the butterfly is always about transformation. Maybe it's about how you communicate and learning new ways to communicate that honor both you and the recipient.
Hold on, let me put her back on. She dropped off. Oh, hi there.
Okay.
Are you there, sweetie?
Okay.
But that's okay. She still can listen to the
exactly.
to the replay.
But I just still get the message that it's she just has to be true to herself. And maintain
that's why
her
I was
belief.
Getting healing. She needs to heal herself because she's done nothing wrong.
Right.
And that's where, like she said, she apologized. I was getting the feeling that she didn't need to apologize. It was something that she needs to heal for herself, that, like you said, she needs to be true to herself. She's what matters.
Yep, and not compromise, no matter what, because, yep.
Well, hopefully she listens to the recording, or someone else that listens to the recording will get something out of the message.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of our wonderful chatters and to all the people that tuned in. We are at 10 after 5, so I believe we're going to have to say good night. And Dawn, would you like to do just a quick closing for us?
Okay. All right. Well,
everybody
could. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of call back our energy. If everybody just wants to sit up straight, feet on the floor, and just take a few clearing breaths in and out and call back your energy. Just see all that energy that you sent down into the earth and that the earth shared back to you just floating back into your body and seeing yourself firmly planted on the earth. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone have a blessed evening.
Have a good evening and come
Wednesday.
Back again next week. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All
same
right.
channel, same
Thank
time.
You.
Much love to everyone. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.